August is often considered a slow month for news in Arizona, but a Valley-based cartoonist has accepted the challenge of finding a daily story. Every day this month, he's creating a comic strip on Instagram featuring one of his superheroes satirizing Arizona news.
The demand is to post something every day and tell a consistent story. So it's almost a month in the life of these fictional superheroes that live here in the Valley.
Are these characters dealing with Arizona headlines? Are they dealing with national or international headlines?
Generally Arizona headlines, but it seems that a lot of our issues impact national headlines as well. The horses at Saguaro Lake had some national attention. Monsoon season always seems to get some national attention. I grazed over the GOP debate. So yeah, generally speaking, my topics are geographical and based right here in the Valley. But again, it's difficult to not address some of the issues that Arizona is well known for throughout the country.
What gave you the idea to do sort of a concentrated, let's do something every day in a month idea?
Well, I'm a fan of political cartoons as much as comic books. So I wanted to pay homage to both of these illustrative media that I like in a way that is modern and somewhat progressive in use of social media. So Instagram provided the perfect platform for that. It is essentially already a single panel, like a political cartoon, but we use our lives to create that combination of image and text to create a singular impression.
What kinds of adventures or maybe misadventures did your characters get into, like, for example, with the monsoon weather?
Well,
Do they drive into a flooded wash or something like that?
No, I often try to caricaturize the mundane with superhero adventure. So I have a supervillain named Mike Roburst. He's a living microburst. That is his superpower. So he is responsible for the flipping of those 40-some airplanes at the Chandler Airport a couple weeks ago.
Well, now we know what's behind that.
Absolutely. See, there's a secret superhero culture happening in and behind our Arizona headlines. It's kind of the premise of Amazing Arizona Comics. The potential toxic waters from the Gold King mine leak or spill made its way just to the border of Arizona, and my characters fought a Gold King risen from that toxic waste. Very comic booky, and as far as you would understand that story, quite possible. So those are the ways I've been able to use like the environment to tell a superhero adventure. And again, these are the headlines we hear every day, but it just addresses them in a different way to make it a little more entertaining and to keep my interest as somebody that's a fan of news, but always paying attention to the 24-hour news cycle, the redundancy of it. So this is a way to keep it fresh and interesting.
Doing a panel every day for a month, has that given you any extra insight into this place? I mean, does it teach you something, or maybe do you see things differently than you did when you were doing it maybe just more occasionally?
Absolutely. I am finding some continuity and consistency in stories that are seemingly unrelated. Truths of life that might seem too dire and dark for comic books, you can't help but address them when you've committed to a daily strip like this, ripped from the headlines.
Political leaders in the state often joke about trying to stay off The Daily Show and trying to sort of improve the state's image. And I'm curious if that's something that you think about as you're satirizing stuff going on in this state.
Absolutely. And I think that their presence in this satire and in comedy that addresses the daily news, it's unavoidable.
Russ Kazmierczak Jr. with Amazing Arizona Comics. Russ, thank you.
Thank you very much.